5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for joining me on your new favorite show. It's your boy Roy on SRQ Talk, and it starts right now.
Yay! Oh, thank you.
You heard correctly. You are back tuned in and locked in with your boy Roy here, SRQ Talk. We are commencing the new season, season 2, episode 1 here. It's September 21st, and I love Monday edition of the SRQ Talk show. September 21st, 2020. Summer's over. What is not over is the SRQ Talk Show. We were just 2 weeks hiatus on vacation. Our last broadcast was season 1, episode 37. But since it's a new day, summer's over, first day of fall, first day of your boy Roy after a 2-3 week layoff, we're amped up and back in your ear. Thank you for pressing play. We are going to rock the mic here for the next hour, broadcasting live from Sarasota, Florida. I like to call it paradise, baby. And that's what it is. It's a beautiful fall first day here. Season 2, episode 1. We are so grateful and so happy to be back broadcasting to you. I mean, it's vacation is always sweet. It's never long enough, right? But we were itching to get back on the radio waves. A lot has happened, man, since we last broadcasted. A lot of events. We're not going to change anything on the show here. You would think new season, new change. Nope. Don't think so, okay? And that's what, you know, people are, yeah, everybody's got an opinion now. You know what I mean? So maybe we're going to give me their little unsolicited advice and stuff like that. And hey, I'm open to suggestions, right? Doesn't mean I might use them, I might not. I am a proponent of the idea. I am a subscriber of if it's not broken, don't fix it. Guess what? Numbers off the chain. Okay, numbers. You would think that we were off for 2 to 3 weeks that, you know, numbers are going to go down. No, in fact, it actually helped us because it allowed the audience, and we have a huge one out there, according to the numbers I looked at today, and was very, very pleased at the numbers. And it's almost humbling, okay, that everybody is, most people are embracing the show for a show that just started under quarantine. July 3rd was our first broadcast. And if you want to archive the shows, you could do that. You can participate in the show like we like to encourage here. Email the show, srqtalk@gmail.com. You can archive any of the last episodes or send us a voicemail. They'll give you a 60-second opportunity there to tell us that you love us, that you actually hate us, and you can't stand us. And you were so happy to see that we weren't broadcasting anymore. But guess what? We're amped up. 2 weeks of relaxation, man. I'm a high energy guy anyway. What do you think 2 weeks of vacation does to me? Of sitting with my ass in the sand and my toes in the water there, and not a worry in the world. Sitting in beautiful Siesta Key, Florida. I'm so glad I'm only 2 minutes away from the number one rated beach in America again this year for 2020, Siesta Key, baby, which I'm 3 minutes away from. And it was therapy to have paradise right in your backyard. I took full advantage of it. But we're amped up. There's a lot to talk about, a lot to catch up on. And guess what? It's never enough time here with your boy Roy, okay? Where can we be heard? Obviously, you have no problem finding the show because I'm telling you, the numbers are skyrocketing and we can't be more pleased. But we do broadcast live from the Anchor dashboard, so you can go always to the Anchor podcast there. It was basically anywhere you can find a podcast. One of the ones that we like to feature is Breaker Radio, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, SoundCloud, CastBox. It goes on and on, man. Your boy Roy is everywhere that you can find a podcast. You can even go to any of your search engines. You want to go to Google or Bing or Yahoo. Or if you're an old fart like me, you go to AOL, any search engine you want, you put in SRQ Talk Show and your boy Roy's going to be top three, if not one. So we are super, super popular. People want to embrace and be part of the show, including our first sponsor right out of the gate, our first season two, episode one right out of the gate, ReedDully.com. You heard me, the Cockroach Doom Patrol team. Absolutely. That, you know, ReedDully.com wants to let you know that summer's over. You know, your boy Roy is back. Guess what? Your roaches might be back a gonna or have never left, like giving you a break. So why don't you go do yourself a favor and get rid of those horrible roaches, especially these new developers that get these houses that they're going to flip and stuff like that. This is a great company. It is based out of the great city of San Antonio, Texas. That's right. You can roll up on them at 2186 Jackson Keller Road in the great city of San Antonio, Texas. Or you can contact them over the phone at area code 210-900-8387. You're more of an email person? Fine. info@ReedDully.com is the way you get a hold of my ReedDully.com, my Cockroach Doom Patrol team. And they offer several packages. It's basically cockroach bait, little bits of bait that you put in high traffic areas. It is safe for children and for humans, but guess what? Game over for the cockroaches. They guarantee it for 1 year. Now, they are open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. until 7 p.m. Saturdays, 10:30 a.m. until 8 p.m. The best way to do it, www.ReedDully.com. Very user-friendly website. They're going to tell you how to use it. They're going to tell you their three packages they got, depending on how many, how large your square property is or how big your problem is. You have a roach problem? No problem, no more. You go to my people at ReedDully.com, and then, you know, they're hip. You know, they know the times they're living on. They got a Twitter handle as well. Just go to Twitter at ReedDullyT. Twitter at ReedDullyT. Hit them up there. And I'm sure if you go ahead and tell them that you heard it here with your boy Roy at the SRQ Talk Show, throw them that one. See if they give you a discount there, and they might. But that's the best way. They'll deliver it straight to your house. ReedDully.com, my Cockroach Doom Patrol team. And so we have a lot of news to catch up on. We like to put Sarasota, Manatee County, where we broadcast live from, to the top of the line. So we do like to do local news first. We have a 1 hour show every day, Monday through Friday. Okay. And it's broken up into two 30-minute segments, okay? We're just getting our feet wet here. If you're just joining us, you're damn right. Your boy Roy, SRQ Talk Show. Told you we wouldn't stop, and why would we? The numbers are off the chain, and I do definitely want to go over the September numbers. In fact, the August numbers, being that our last broadcast was the last Friday of August. I believe it was the 20th of August, and here we are. Because this is our season two, episode one, the new fall season, summer's over, and we are pumped up the numbers, but we do want to catch up on some of the local news here. We actually have statewide news that we want to report, and of course, we're going to give you your COVID-19 numbers. You know, COVID-19 took over our season one towards the tail end of the episodes. We started, taking a step back and not taking the bait on this COVID-19. The cases are much better today compared to what we used to remember. Our first show was July 3rd, right around the 4th of July weekend there. That was the first launching of the show brought up by the pandemic, just trying something new. And the show absolutely caught fire. We are not only heard here locally in Sarasota, Manatee, we extend all over the state. I'm going to go over the statewide numbers, some really positive news here, because I was like crying like a baby telling Sarasota, I don't know what the hell is your problem. The show is named SRQ, the airport code for Sarasota. We bring you to the front of the line, and you're gonna give me disgusting numbers that you did right before at the end of August. But guess what? Sarasota stepped up, answered the bell, baby, and their numbers are way up. Can't say enough about you, Bradenton. That doesn't include you, Bradenton. Your numbers are exactly this. Disgusting. And we're going to go over that too, okay? And I'm sure your COVID-19 numbers are off the chain too. Not that I'm wishing that on you, Manatee. I'm a proponent of you. I am your friend, but you don't embrace me. I give you all the love. You give me, that's what, stugats. You give me nothing. My good Italian friends would tell me he gave you ugats, nothing. Okay, nothing on the numbers there. Sarasota, amp it up, baby. Just like I knew they would. My people from Sarasota answered the bell. We'll go over all those numbers. But let's go over, Doomsday Radio back there. Even though it's season one and episode one, doesn't mean that we're not going to go over the COVID numbers. The Florida DOH reports 1,685, new cases of the COVID-19. 21 of them. Game over, death. It caused 21 deaths here. Statewide totals of the new corona have reached 685,439 cases statewide since March. The total death rate, 13,317, an increase of 21 since Sunday's report. And of course, you know, they're always going to cover their ass here. The death spike does not mean that all deaths have occurred in the last 24 hours. Yeah, we know you're just covering. Since March, the DOH has processed more than 5 million tests have been done by the DOH since March. 5,092,603, if you're keeping score at home, test results. And that's only statewide. It does leave the positivity rate, which they're obsessed with lately, below 5%. So that's a little bit good news. And an I Love Monday edition. Why do you call it I Love Monday? You know why we do, Karen? And welcome back to you too, Karen. You know why we call it I Love Mondays? Because most people dislike and loathe Mondays. Not us. We don't like to be like everybody else because we're amped up. This is local, fresh, new, not your scripted dreck. Okay, the 2 weeks off, the 2-3 weeks off. You took 3 weeks off. Whatever. You know, who's counting, okay? But I'll tell you, man, the dreck that is on the AM/FM radio dials, man. Why they're not knocking the door down for your boy Roy here? And don't get me wrong, they're knocking. They're just not knocking the door down. They're not coming up with the deals that your boy Roy is satisfied with. So I'm just gonna lay back. I'm doing fine with my numbers and podcasts, and everybody wants to be part of the show. Emails. The only reason I'm not reading emails. Too many of them, man. People, and a lot of positive ones. I got to tell you, people are telling me that they're enjoying the show. Of course, we got the ones that, you know, absolutely think we're an abortion, which is fine. Those are the people that can't turn off the show. We are going to go over the numbers. There you go. Let's see. We like to, of course, you know, we cater to the immediate area here in Sarasota, Manatee County. Let's check the time here because time flies with your boy Roy here. And we have 30-minute segments here, and we're coming up to about half the show. That's right. Already 13 minutes has gone in a blink of an eye because it's awesome. People love that your boy Roy's back on the air, man. Two-week vacation. That's all. Yeah, I deserve a vacation too, man. This pandemic life is exhausting, and we are absolutely over it, okay? But anyway, we like to bring Manatee and Sarasota to the front of the line. So let's see. When we last left, when we last broadcasted at the end of August before we went on our beautiful vacation, and we didn't have to go far, of course, because we live in paradise here, so we could just fall out of bed and be in America's number one beach, Siesta Key, right there. That's where I spent most of my time. I'm brown. You wouldn't even recognize me, man. No vitamin D lacking here, man. I got a lot of sun. Almost unrecognizable. But anyway, total cases when we left in August, you know, we had mentioned that Manatee had made the 10,000 club. And we're not talking about the mile high. Okay, Manatee, you are talking about the cootie, the cooties one. You had over 10,000 cases. And guess what? Now that I'm looking at the numbers, cases data for Manatee County, 11,241. There you go. A new, you're in a new club now. You're in the 11,000 club there, Manatee. So not sure what you're doing or not doing out there in Manatee, but I would think, you know, people are testing less. I mean, there's been so many people testing. That's maybe why we only got 1,685 new cases. I mean, we come from the school, remember back in the day and last episodes, and you can always archive the show by going to www.srqtalk.com. That's how you look at the other episodes. That's how you leave us a voicemail for 60 seconds, and we'll make you SRQ Talk famous. So we're going to play it on the air for you. But anyway, back then we were getting cases of 15,300 was the highest case that we had, 12,600, 11,100. And then we finally made the under 10,000 club and stayed there for quite a while of just reporting cases of 7,000 and 8,000. And then we were almost numb to it already. Okay. So 1,685 cases, that's actually a huge improvement. Okay. Since from the school that we come by. Alrighty then. So there you go. Sarasota, which likes to, put their nose up to Manatee. And yeah, don't pretend anymore. You know, I know they like to tell you real quietly, they're from Manatee. I mean, like, it makes a difference. Get out of town, man. So it was about a 3,000 spread, and I see it's more or less the same because you're about creeping up to a new record also, because you have 7,903 by the end of the week. Not to be negative, but I'm sure you're going to join a new club, and that'll be the 8,000 club, Sarasota. But I'm not going to hate on Sarasota too much. You know why? Because these numbers are going up, but guess what's not going up? Your numbers, Manatee County and Bradenton. And you know what? Let's check the time because we are always up against the clock. I'd like to welcome the 58% female gender. That's right. The ladies are in for real, okay? Remember back in the day, a lot of that was going on when I heard that the ladies were only 32%. Get out of town. You know that wasn't going to stay the same. So I did a lot of that, a lot of crying. I acted like a two-year-old does in a department store when he doesn't get his way, and threw myself on the ground and kicked and screamed. Then the number started going up from 32 to 34, and then from 34 to 38, and then from 38 to 41. How do you remember all this? Whatever. Because I'm great at math. That's why I remember Karen. And that's how significant it was. And then it went to 41% on a weekend, and we were ecstatic. We came back. It was at 48%. We couldn't believe our eyes. We had to double check it. And it was true, 48. And then it skyrocketed to 51%. And then they flirted with us, okay? And went back down to 48, and then back up to 51, where they stand today, season 2. Episode 1 of our fall season, September 21st, 2020, the female gender is the dominant 58%. Don't hate because girls aren't listening to your podcast. They're listening to mine in record numbers. We promote balance here, okay? I was telling the guys, you know, about balance. Guess what, guys? I don't care if the ladies are unbalanced. You let them tip the scales all they want. The female gender, baby, embracing the SRQ Talk Show with your boy, Roy. This morning went, oh, man, what a great feeling, that toe-tingling feeling, man, when you see that most of your listeners are ladies. I mean, who wants to listen to an obnoxious, you know, New Yorker on the phone with his negativity and COVID-19 negativity? No, the ladies are. They understand. They know I need the female. Anywhere you go in life, whether it's a restaurant, a library, anything, you always want the ladies to be more ladies than men. And don't get me wrong, man. I love you to death, but you agree with me, okay? So there you have it, 58% ladies off the chain. So let's look at I did want to get into the DeSantis's thing. Let me quickly do that, okay? Just so they can get me off my ass. I have Karen. What about the governor?
Whatever.
Get out of town, man. All right, let's go ahead and tell her about this Governor DeSantis. He's lowering the boom, man. He's had enough of these people defacing government property and taking down statues that have been there for 100 years. And and burning up your own neighborhood and stuff like that. Guess what? DeSantis had enough of this, okay? Governor DeSantis announced legislation that will target assemblies and protests that become disorderly, okay? We're not telling you not to protest. We know that's your God-given right as an American that you want to hate on. America allows you to piss on the flag if you want, you ungrateful piece of POS, okay? We're not telling you not to protest. Go ahead and protest all you want, man, but you're not going to make it affect people that don't want to protest because they have a right not to either. And there's a way to protest, and there's a way not to protest, not to be a criminal, okay? Governor Ron DeSantis announced legislation that will targets assemblies and protests that become disorderly. The governor made the announcement from the Polk County Sheriff's Office, surrounded by law enforcement, by officials from around the state. The governor said that the proposal bill will target assemblies that block roadways and looting and vandalism, you know, all that direct you guys like to do, which I kind of thought it was funny that, you know, they get on I-95 on a highway and stop. Because that, I mean, to me, that's protesting, you know. But he put a block to that, man, and you better not do it, okay? And if you do it, you're going to get at least 6 months minimum. Listen to this. Assemblies that block roadways, looting, and vandalism. DeSantis cited the ongoing issues in Portland, okay, which I'll tell you what, Oregon is tuning into the show. We'll go through those numbers. But anyway, Portland involving protesters and the influx of arrests in Oregon. Cities, the clear need for clear and predictable penalties so that there would be no confusion, DeSantis outlined in his proposal, which included a mandatory minimum sentence of 6 months for striking an officer. You see what I'm saying, man? I'm telling you, you're going to get at least 6 months. Go ahead and throw a Campbell a soup can at an officer, okay? You ungrateful POS. The bill would also remove funding from cities that defund the police. Yeah, SRQ talk show. That's right. Yeah, we're not ashamed. We're not gonna apologize. We're pro police here. We don't want to defund the police. We want, if my mother has a problem, I want her to be able to call the police. Neutral party that comes in and you know takes care of business there. Okay. You know, you little defunders of the police, you absolutely get off. You're welcome to email me the show if you have any problems with that. srqtalk@gmail.com. Or better yet, leave me a voicemail, you coward. Leave me a voicemail at srqtalk.com. Man, I wish ReedDully.com, the sponsor of the show, our cockroach doom patrol team, can eradicate a lot of things in my life other than the roaches, okay? They can't help you with your Facebook fake friends, okay? ReedDully.com, man. Governor Ron DeSantis will be making a major announcement in Winter Haven today. Yeah, that's what I thought I was going to give the people. That's basically what it is there. Your Governor DeSantis, all right, the great Governor DeSantis of Florida there, lowering the boom, man, saying game over, man. You start doing, you're acting the fool out here. You can go ahead and protest all you want. Do it like the peaceful people do it. We're up against the clock like we always are, so we got to keep our eye on it. And let me welcome everybody because everybody thinks that we're just Sarasota Manatee. No, man. Well, we extend far beyond that. Let me tell you how far. You know how far? Our first international city that is almost like the first girl that you've ever had sex with that de-virginalized you. Okay. We'll always remember the great country and the Irish community of Ireland, baby. That's our first international city ever here on the SRQ Talk Show. And they're holding strong at 3%, and we don't care. Oh, you only got 3%. You got nothing. Don't hate because the girls are embracing the show. I'm appealing to people internationally, including the country of Ireland. And guess what? Guess who nicknamed the show's Roy's Rowdy Rebels? That's right. My damn amped up UK Englanders out there in downtown London. Somebody's listening to the show. Not only that, they hold that 3% too. In fact, that went up. It used to be 2%. Guess what? London's on board, and guess what? Always late to a party, but they arrive, baby, and they always arrive with a 12-pack of Corona, baby. It's the great country of Mexico. Buenas tardes, Mexico, baby. Yo, Mexico's amped up, man. They've always been there. Let's see what else we got here. We got some new countries, too. We said, and guess what? And then Germany, baby. Germany's not going to be left out of it, man. They're an ally of this country. They're an ally of the SRQ talk show. Turkey, the Middle Eastern community, and why wouldn't they embrace your boy Roy? They got great taste out there in Turkey. And the one that we didn't report while we were gone on our three-week vacation. Yeah, whatever. We're not going to apologize. Guess what, baby? The Netherlands, baby. I told you we're gonna just field a whole World Cup soccer team here. The Netherlands have jumped on. That's our new international city there. So it reads like this. The great country of the USA, of course, but and then followed by Ireland, the UK with the Roy's Rowdy Rebels out there in England. We got Mexico, baby, because they know there's no border control, no wall here, baby. We love our Mexicanos and cartel, baby. Of course, they're going to embrace the show here. Germany to follow. Turkey, the Middle Eastern community, dialing it in. And then we got the Netherlands, which welcome aboard to them. We already told you the females are 58%. That leaves the males at 42%. And let's go over, is time going to permit it? Yeah, I gave them their COVID numbers, and I told them what DeSantis said. That's enough with local news. Stand by, because the next 30 minutes of the show is our sports segment. And guess what? We haven't forgotten. We know we're 22-13 the last time we broadcast, and we'll give you two locks, possibly three on the next segment there. So we're 25 minutes in. If you're just joining us, it's your boy Roy back from vacation, and we're amped up more than ever. Of course, Florida, 52%, leads all states in the great country of the U.S., followed by Ohio, man. Who knew it, baby? Ooh, and more strictly just Columbus, Ohio, embrace the show. And even after a two-week hiatus, still our number two state, followed by Virginia, baby. Don't tell me why Virginia embraces the show, baby, but I love Virginia. It's not that West Virginia mountain, what is it? The Appalachian Mountains there. I wish West Virginia would chime in, man. I love the Appalachian show. Whatever happened to that show? Damn it. I love that show. I might have to Netflix it. And followed by, I'm hot Atlanta, man. You know ATL tunes in, man. They've been a big time. But I'll tell you what, Georgia, even though you're fourth there behind Virginia, which you should be absolutely embarrassed about, guess who's right on your ass, man? The great state of Texas, where everything's bigger in Texas, baby. My numbers are huge in Texas. And let me see where in Texas. Of course, baby, Dallas, man. Your Dallas Stars, baby, in the Stanley Cup against the Tampa Bay Lightning there. You know what? It makes me even want to root, because Hillsborough County, I mean, honestly, a little disappointing, Hillsborough. But we'll get to the local numbers soon there. So Dallas is all over that. And let me see our next country that follow, our next state that talks. Of course, this doesn't surprise me at all, man. The boys in Jersey, baby. I'll tell you what, Jersey, you dropped down a little bit and you following Texas and all that. But guess who's right on your ass? Who dunked it? But hey, Lincoln, Nebraska loves your boy Roy. New York, you should be embarrassed, New York. I even know people. I got the Bronx chiming in late, and it starts going New York, Oregon, Washington State. And, hey, I saw that Seahawks victory over New England last night on Monday Night Football. There you go, Seattle. And that's who is listening right there. I just clicked on Washington, out of Seattle. And in California, It's a town called Mountain View, baby. Checking into your boy Roy here at SRQ Talk. So as you can see, we extend much farther. We have our segment, our SRQ Sports Show segment, the next 30 minutes. Remember, guys, go ahead and hit up redully.com if you have a roach-infested area. It's not going to work on your Facebook page, but go ahead. They have a very user-friendly website. They're a friend of the show. They are a sponsor of the show, redully.com. Lock it up. They're amped up, just like your boy Roy here. We will be talking all sports on the next segment of the show. So definitely stay back. Stay with me here. It's episode one of season two. Summer's over, guys. Amp it up. Stay tuned. All sports next with your boy Roy, SRQ Talk. Okay, we are back, and thank you for coming back. This is here at the SRQ Talk Show with your boy, Roy. This is what we call the second half of the show, where we like to call the SRQ Sports Show. Sports Show is and always will be a way to unite us all in this pandemic world. And I know many people are down on sports, including myself. I have made it, public announcement here. And if, you know, you haven't heard any of the shows, one of our last shows in August, I believe it was episode 37 and 36 that I told you, I'm opting out of the NBA. I tolerated the Black Lives Matter, the statement t-shirts that they want now, the jerseys where you can't even read the players' names until it's in the bottom, a bunch of things, every commercial, everything, every logo, everything. I've just been tolerating the NBA just because of my addiction to sports and wanting an outlet to the dreck that's out there with the pandemic and the elections and the Kamala and the Sleepy Joes and all this dreck that's out there, negativity and people's tensions being high and protest this and protest that. Wow, your boy Roy's had enough, you know what I mean? And I deal with that on the first segment of the show all the time where we go over national, local news and international news now because we extend much farther than just Manatee and Sarasota here where we broadcast come. We just went over the numbers. We'll always go through the numbers. What I didn't go through is the internal Florida numbers, like people like, that are tuning in, like Fort Myers off the chain. At over 50% of my viewers come from Fort Myers. And things change there. And we're going to get into all that here. We are going to go through sports because that's what the second half of the SRQ Talk Show is all about. It's all about SRQ sports. And like I said, you know, so sports brings people together. That's what I was looking for. But I had to opt out of the NBA. Once they, you know, that other shooting happened out there where that idiot cop shot him 7 times in Wisconsin or Croatia or whatever. They, you know, the Bucks that was playing the Heat at the time suspended the games. There was a whole, 3 or 4 days that were, you know, that they took sports away because they want to shove politics down our throat here, you know, forcefully. And there's plenty of direct channels. Your CNNs, subscribe to those channels. There's Rush Limbaugh's of the world. Go to their podcast or go to their radio station. You'll have plenty of it there. I want sports to be free of all political messages. And I know it's your little platform that it's the only way that you're going to, be heard or make it a point. But man, you're going to get turn people off like myself that are complete addicts that love the game, that have businesses around it. You know, and if I'm opting out of the NBA, guess what? Your ratings are going to go down the toilet. Okay. And it's already hints of it. You know, some of these games, 23% viewership down because guys like me are sick of it. So, NHL, I'm not going to, boycott the NHL. Oh, you're picking and choosing. Whatever. No, I'm not. NHL was just forced to make a stance too. If you haven't noticed, you know, there's not much ethnicity in NHL. It's either you're Canadian or you're just, you're a kid that chose hockey as your sport here in America. But there's very few Americans skating around. They're usually from Eastern European or Canadians, and that's not me being racist. That's just reality, man. That's what there is out there, you know, in hockey. So they're not going to be made to look as the bad guy or insensitive. So they're going to tag along, and they suspended a couple of games. That's right. I'm giving the NHL a pass because they did it because their hand was forced. I mean, they don't want to be insensitive. I didn't see baseball or the Mets and the Yankees at that time that were playing suspend any of their games. There was a couple of protests here and there, silent ones, but baseball kept going, so I'm not boycotting them either, okay? It's only your dreck that you want to force down my throat, okay? NBA, so I'm opting out. To me, you're ungrateful, insensitive, and if you don't like it, get the hell out of the country. That's, you know, here we embrace anybody. We're not going to defriend you, okay, because you don't believe what we believe in. Let people live and let live. That's what the SRQ Talk Show promotes here, and that's what we're going to continue to promote. But anyway, sports, that's the reason if you had to know, because I did get a lot of emails at srqtalk@gmail.com. That's how you participate in the show, or if you want to make any comments and things like that, you can also leave us a voicemail. Let your voice be heard. Go to srq.com. talk.com. Hit the message button and leave us a 60 second, not a real rambling message, just within 60 seconds, because you'll get cut off like our other audience members have learned in the past. All right, so your boy Rory's back here, season 2, episode 1, and of course, nothing changes here. We got the word police out. And apparently I've been corrected about, I've been mentioning like Ireland was cities and I said Netherlands was a city. Oh, go to, get out of hell. You and my people know exactly I meant countries. Jesus, man, it doesn't stop here. Because we're in season 2 and summer ended, doesn't mean Karen and the rest of the word police, you know, they're not stopping their game and we're not either. We took a 2-week vacation and we're back stronger than ever, amped up more than ever, numbers higher than anything. And a lot of the previous episodes were listened to by the audience, I noticed. So the numbers were very humbling, very nice. I am very grateful for anybody. Sponsor of the show today on the SRQ Talk Show, the whole day, you're going to get ReedDolly.com, baby. That's our Cockroach Doom Patrol team based out of San Antonio, Texas. They have their product is baits for your cockroach infested areas, whether it's your business, whether it's your home, whether it's the general area that you at work, you can use these little baits. They're high, you put them in the high traffic area. They come in segments of 6, 12, or 24 packs. Go to ReedDolly.com. Get your roach, cockroach problem eradicated, okay? Because summer's over doesn't mean the cockroaches go away. They go well into the fall. And if you're from Florida like I am, you know they're huge. They even fly at some points here. So do yourself a favor. It is safe for kids and humans. However, is keep it away from kids, okay? Put it just in the high traffic areas. They can be reached in several things. You can actually, if you're from San Antonio, Texas, you can just roll up on them at 2186 Jackson Keller Road. That's in San Diego, Texas. But, you know, with the whole social distancing and all that mandates being in place, it's probably better that you either call them at area code 210-900-8387 or just email them at info@reddolly.com. They're hip and cool, like your boy Roy here is at the SRQ Talk Show. They have a Twitter handle. Just go to Twitter at ReedDollyT, as in Tom, okay? Twitter at ReedDollyT. They can be reached there. Their hours operation Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., Saturdays 10:30 to 8 p.m. That's ReedDolly.com. Get the roaches out of your life. And they guarantee that for 1 year. Hit them up there. They have a very friendly, user-friendly website there. And that is the sponsor of the show here. We are going to get into sports. I wanted to get into a little bit of the numbers because I do want to give out my, you know, if I have a particular cities that are showing me love, especially when we're 52% in the state of Florida, we're broadcasting live here, rocking the mic from Sarasota, Florida. But I like to give love to my cities here in Florida, in the immediate area. And there are some embarrassments here. However, in Florida, we told you, and we keep on telling you, the people in Fort Myers, baby, they're damn amped up, man. And I told you also, this is a sample size of 100% of cities in Florida. So doesn't mean that the numbers go down, because Fort Myers now is 40% in Fort Myers, okay? And it used to be as high as 67%. Doesn't mean that the numbers are going lower in Fort Myers. It just means that they're spreading the wealth, because guess what? After I, you know, did a lot of this and a lot of bitching, okay, and called out people here in Sarasota for not being number one, for letting Fort Myers sit on top for the whole duration of Florida. Fort Myers has been very, very loyal to us. They're number one, but guess who's number two now? Damn right it is. They're answering the bell. The show's named after them. We pushed them to the front of the line, and Sarasota has answered the bell. They have taken over the great city of Northport, which is number three. But Sarasota now holds their own. At Sarasota's at 17%, Northport at 16%. And then, of course, my great people, I'm from South Florida, man, and my Fort Lauderdale, People there are embracing the show. They come in fourth place in the great city of the only representative that I have from Manatee County, okay, is the great city of Palmetto, okay? And I know you bastards, you know, call it a Palm Ghetto. Not to me, man. That's the great city of Palmetto we made up after we went zip code to zip code and called them out for being so cootie infested over there. Palmetto is coming in at fifth place. And then there's that, and this is, should be an embarrassment to Miami, you little 305. Oh, you're too good for the SRQ talk show. For real, you're buried under there with St. Petersburg, Orlando, Lakeland, and guess who's last? You guessed it, Manatee County, you embarrassment. I am pro Bradenton. I'm the one that sticks up for you when these Sarasota people look down on you, and I'm the only one that has anything positive to say to you. Where are my people from the great city of Oneco, baby? Where are you, Bradenton? You're in the bottom of the barrel there out of all my great cities. So, Sarasota, congratulations to you, baby. Baby, you have taken over second place, something that Northport was holding dear to their heart. But hey, Northport, I'm sorry to say, man, you definitely got taken over. So, but that's how it should be. The show's named after it. Sarasota, come and answering the bell. Fort Myers, Sarasota, Northport, Fort Lauderdale, Palmetto, Miami, St. Petersburg, Orlando, Lakeland, baby, and Bradenton rounds out the great cities in Florida. Tuned in to your boy, Roy. Time flies. Let's check in. We are always up against the clock. And there we go. So since we last left, of course, football, NFL is back, and we're not going to boycott them either. Because I told you, one of our last shows was we did get a chance to see the Raiders start us off on September 10th. And it wasn't really that bad. Not too many people were disrespecting. People that didn't want to stand at the flag wasn't going to make it a mockery. And no one was kneeling down. What they should be doing is kneeling down and kissing this country on the floor for giving them outrageous salaries for playing a little kid's game. Let's admit it. However, whatever. We move on, and they just stood there and united, but it wasn't in your face like the NBA, man. I'm not picking on the NBA, but I'm hurting more from the NBA. The Miami Heat, my Heat, are off the chain. They keep on taking all these teams out. Now they're involved in a crucial series that they're up 2-0 against Boston. You don't think I want to tune in? I do. I'm dying. But I just replay it on YouTube or just see the highlights, man, because I'm boycotting it, man. I am. I'm sorry to say. They pissed me off. They really did. So, I'm going to stand to my protest till the end. You know, we'll see what they'll reevaluate until they get the politics out of my game. I'm not going back. Okay, so the NFL, which we were waiting forever, and remember, we use sports as an outlet to just get a break from all this dreck out there and all this, you know, there's plenty of channels you could go for that, man. I just want to see to get a different perspective, to come back to a little bit of normalcy in this pandemic world. I'm using sports as an escape, okay? A timeout, so to say. So I'm definitely tuning in. There were some great games on Sunday. And guess what, Dolphins? You're 0-2. You're just horrible. I mean, you can't even beat an in-rival division with Buffalo. I mean, I know you hard battled, and Fitzy's always going to give you points. But, man, well, you know, when is it time to get Tua out there? Okay? I'm sporting my jersey Anthony Jansky gave me. You're damn right I am. I'm going to ride it out. But right now, it's 0-2, man. The jersey's 0-2. I think maybe we need to get Tua started. If we're going to lose all these games, we might as well get the kid amped up, man. He's probably, you know, chewing at the bit out there to get in. Coach, put me in. Let's see him. If we're going to lose these games, we might as well get to Tua. So you heard it here. SRQ Talk Show. Your boy Roy is calling for Tua to start the games. Let's sit down, Fitzy. Maybe you can teach him a couple of things on the sidelines there. Just hold the clipboard a little bit. Easy peasy job, Fitzy. If the kid gets hurt, then we'll call on your number, okay? You're used to being a little backup anyway there, Fitzgerald. All right, so don't give me your crap. Time to make room for Tua. Roy's calling for Tua 0-2. So as far as the NFL, that goes horrible. Fantasy team, horrible, man. I didn't have a great draft. I'm really weak on receiver, and now I hear that McCaffrey has an ankle injury, man. And that's my main guy. That's the face of my franchise, man, the C-Mac attack. And that might be jeopardized with an ankle injury. Haven't had time yet to see what's going on with that as far as my fantasy team. And this is a significant fantasy team. I mean, we've been around for 16 years, okay? We're celebrating our 16th year. So a lot of pride in that fantasy league. So I'm 0-2, man. I mean, I'm not technically 0-2 yet, but I got two players tonight, but I'm about 70 points down, man. It ain't going to happen, man. I got Cook and Sanders there for the Saints. And if I pull it out, it'll be the biggest comeback in fantasy football history. It's not going to happen, man. I'm not in denial. Just like nor you should be. Let me see. Let's move on. So the NFL's had a lot of games. Yesterday, some of the winners in the NFL. Let me see tonight's game because we are we haven't forgotten. We're 22-13 since we commenced here, since the game started happening both in baseball and basketball at the end of July. There, while we were on the broadcast, we started taking record of how many locks I can give you. We're 22-13. I mean, that's like 63%. That's definitely statue worthy outside of the Bellagio. But at one point, we are at 82%. They were carving out Mount Rushmore of handicappers. They were carving out your boy Roy there. And if you're just joining us, your boy Roy, SRQ Talk. It's the SRQ Sports Show edition. We broadcast live for 1 hour out of Sarasota, Florida, Monday through Friday here. So if you're just tuning in, that's who you're tuning in. We're coming back from a two-week vacation, and we're back and more amped up than ever. You're having no problem finding the show, but we can be heard on any podcast, wherever you find your podcast. We broadcast from the Anchor dashboard, but there's Breaker Radio, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, SoundCloud, CastBox. That rounds it off. But check them anywhere. Go to any of your search engines. Put in SRQ Talk Show, and your boy Roy is going to show there, if not one top three for sure there. Participate in the show, srqtalk@gmail.com, or leave us a voicemail at srqtalk.com. That's our website. Hit the message button. It'll give you 60 seconds to record a message. We'll play it live on the air. We told you that the sponsor of the show the whole day, ReedDully.com, that's our Cockroach Doom Patrol team. Fall is starting. Start it right by getting the roaches out of your life. Visit www.ReedDully.com there. So we went through local news in the first half hour of the show. We went over some COVID numbers. Numbers are down, only 1,685 new cases compared to what we're used to, over 10,000. So that's good news. It's an I Love Monday edition where we get a new slate, especially coming off of a 2-3 week vacation. We're amped up, man. We're ready to go. We're going to be broadcasting every day for you here for 1 hour. We are going to make the Friday show all Football Friday. Football's back in the air, man. The NFL is back. And we're going to give you a lock because we got the Saints playing the new Las Vegas Raiders out there in the new stadium built out there. And we are totally pumped. And I really haven't missed the crowds. I mean, there's certain football teams that have had only 25%. Some of them are 50% capacity. But like that, the one that kicked us off, the KC game, where they won by, I think they won by 3 or 4. I remember that. It was the over-under that pissed me off that game. It was 54.5. We were sitting on an under, and sometimes you wonder if these games are fixed or not, man. It just really makes you wonder sometimes. Or I don't know if it's just me because I was bitter that I was on the wrong side of the victory, because I'm sure if I would have won, I wouldn't have had a problem with it, right? So tonight we got Monday Night Football, and I know the word police was telling me that I mentioned that it was Monday Night Football yesterday, the games, that I caught it up in Seattle, since we have some audience out in Washington State, baby, and we welcome anybody from Seattle. You took care of business there, and I don't know how Cam doesn't get in from the 2-yard line there on goal line. He could have been a hero, man. But a safety came up. He read the play, man. You should have went to the right instead of the left. And that's what happens. They lost by the spread was 4. They lost by 5. Yeah, that's right. And of course, you know, we thought we loved Seattle there. Now, you know what we loved out of all of it? We loved the over, and all the games practically went over, including your Tom Brady and Tampa Bay Buccaneers, even though the Lightning lost to the Stars yesterday. We're huge in Texas, so we don't mind. I have more listeners in Dallas than I do in Tampa. Isn't that just an embarrassment that I broadcast just an hour south of them? You know what? Screw you. I hope the Stars, like, wipe the floor with you, okay? Tampa, if this is the kind of numbers that you're going to give me, just like Bradenton does. Bradenton's just like at the bottom of the bye. Even Lakeland is ahead of you, Bradenton. Oh, my God. It's just embarrassing. But anyway, yeah, the Stars took care of action. Yeah, yesterday. I think it was, what, 4-1 that they beat the Lightning. They don't want to hear it, but that's the case. But let me give you a lock here before we run out of time, because time flies with your boy Roy, and we only got about 10 minutes left in the show. I was going to go over scores, but you know the scores by now. We have one game tonight in the NFL, and it's the Saints against the Raiders. And again, you know, that's the Las Vegas Raiders. To you that are haven't been up to date, they're not in Oakland anymore, okay? It's the Las Vegas Raiders, and they built a beautiful Mac Daddy Stadium out there. I don't think there's going to be fans in there. They might be 50%. Maybe I should have looked up that information, but guess what? I didn't, okay? Get over it, okay? So the Saints are, I'll tell you what, I really wasn't impressed with Drew Brees. When Tom Brady lost to the Breeze, I thought the defense more came up with the Saints. And believe it or not, your boy Roy here, which is 22-13, and I believe you can look it up. I believe that's max status at 63%. The Saints are -4, but the over-under is 48.5. And I'll tell you, it opened up at 50.5, went up to 51. And then it started creeping down, 50.5, 49.5, and now it's sitting at 48.5. They almost want you to go over. Guess what? Your first NFL on season 2, episode 1 of the fall edition of the SRQ Talk Show, which you're listening to the second half of it, the SRQ Sports Show. Your first lock of the day here is going to be the under at 48.5. And you must be saying, Roy, you're nuts. How can you go? I'm telling you, run to the window. It's going under. That Saints Las Vegas Raiders game at 48.5. They're almost baiting you to go over. The line's coming down. That's trending. So your boy Roy, from his experience, 22-13, don't believe me. It's a free lock. It's not like I'm charging you. Under 48.5 is what your boy Roy's laying down. I'm running to the window and putting that down. Many games went over yesterday. You're not going to get it in this game. Saints, Raiders, 48.5. I wasn't impressed with Breeze. I'll tell you, if anybody looked aging, it was Breeze over Brady when he took Brady in that first game. Brady came back very impressively, and that defense even more impressively there with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So they came out strong. They dominated that whole game we're going to go over the scores right now, man. It's just way too many games. I'm just too excited, man. I'm too amped up, man. It's season 2. We're back. Episode 1. It's fall. Summer's gone. Let me give you some scores. We told you we saw that game that Seattle beat the Patriots 35-30. The Ravens took care of business against the Texans. The Texans are garbage this year, man. KC slapped them up, and now the Ravens slap them up 33-16. Very interesting game, and they won it last minute here. The Chargers absolutely choked against the Chiefs. They had them where they wanted, and they were even starting that Herbert, the rookie quarterback for the Chargers, started that game. The Chiefs sneak a win 23-20 there against the Chargers. And what used to be formerly known as the Redskins, the Washington football team, got slammed by that beautiful quarterback they have over there in Arizona. The Cardinals took care of the now Washington football team 30-15, and the Jets are horrible. The 49ers took care of them, even though they didn't have a starting running back. Mozart went down. Garoppolo's injured now. 49ers are going down like flies, man. But they took care of the puke Jets, 31-13 there. And there you go, the Buccaneers against the Panthers there. Not even Christian McCaffrey, C-Mac, could do the difference there. They took care of business. They looked very strong there. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 31-17 there. Mike Evans finally decided to show up there. Boring game here. The Vikings against the Colts ended up. I'm very surprised here that the Colts. I stayed away from this game, but I definitely would have went with the Vikings there. But the Colts beat them 28-11. Eagles, this was my lock yesterday personally. The LA Rams went into your puking distant Philadelphia Eagles, okay? Laying 4.5. How dare you, Wentz? So that team is boring, man. And you don't even have Shady anymore. 37-19. The Rams took care of business. That was a lock right there. And Titans squeaked by the Jaguars. Jaguars put up a good fight against the Titans. That's always a good game. But Tannehill and the Titans squeaked by there, 33-30. And, of course, I told you about my Dolphins. They went down to the Buffalo Bills, 31-28. Packers impressively took care and slapped up the Lions, 42-21. The Steelers didn't cover. People were hating on the Steelers, man. I stayed away from that one. But the Steelers took care of the Broncos, 26-21. And probably the most impressive game, and this was my lock. I told everybody I knew. Over in the Falcons Cowboys game at 52.5, and it went way over. Probably the most exciting game in the whole damn Sunday. Cowboys squeak in a thriller, 40-39 over the Falcons. The Bears took care of the Giants, 17-13. Browns just squeaked by. The Bengals really played well again, but they went down to the Browns, 35-30. And the quarterback there for the Browns played really good. O.D. Beckham had a good game there, too. So the Browns came through 35-30 there. And then tonight, I'm telling you, over 48.5. That's what we're going. That's your NFL lock of the day. And we'll be reporting it tomorrow when we're back on the air tomorrow. But we're about 3 minutes until the anchor dashboard here cuts us off. Remember, you got roaches in your life. You go to ReedDully.com. Very user-friendly. That's a sponsor of the show. We appreciate them. We appreciate you tuning in. Thank you, Fort Myers. Thank you, Sarasota, for answering the bell and getting your numbers up to 17%. That's max status in the Florida world there, Sarasota. We'll see if you have enough juice to take over, my great people in Fort Myers. Northport, you're there. You drop down to 3, but you're listening. Lakeland, everything but Manatee, you better bring up the numbers. Don't Palmetto can't carry you away. Palmetto, I thank you for tuning in and being my only representative other there, because Bradenton, we can't rely on them. Embarrassing at the bottom of the barrel. Let's bring those numbers back up, Bradenton, other than your COVID cooties numbers. We did all that. Season 2, Episode 1 is coming to an end here. I wanted to give you, we're boycotting basketball, so you're not getting that. It's really just one lock that you get, but let me see. We have a 6:05 game here, Phillies against Nationals. We have White Sox against the Indians. We have the Yankees against the Blue Jays. There's your lock for the baseball. Over-under is 11. We're going all day over. Yankees, Blue Jays, you heard it here first. SRQ Talk. I'm giving you the under in the Monday Night Football game, under 48.5. In the Saints Las Vegas Raiders game. And now your second lock of the MLB baseball. It's the over 11 in the Yankees Blue Jays games. You have it there. Thank you for tuning in. Tune in to tomorrow's broadcast. It's your boy Roy, SRQ Talk. We've reached the end. There is no more. All I ever ask you to do is to go be nice to someone. Now get out of here.
Oh, thank you.